This is ADD. Thanks for listening to ADD. Hi, I'm Jason Barr. This is ADD. Hey, what's up? I make this. It's called ADD. Thanks for listening.
Hi, you're listening to ADD. This is Jason, and I'm sitting here with Kyler.
Greater.
We're going to talk about early jewelry. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's so new,
yeah,
but it's actually, it just seems to be popping up more and more, so I assume you're doing all right.
Yeah, no, it's been my full time for 3 years.
Damn, has it been that long? Say, what happens since I've been gone, homie? Y'all got the game all wrong, man. It's too pretty in here. Let's say we take it back to the trap one time.
I moved to Lawrence in 97 after I graduated from high school, a small town in Kansas called Riley. I'm Kylie from Riley. And I originally wasn't in the arts, but when I came, I found out that you could actually major in metalsmithing. And so I switched over to metalsmithing, which upset my mother, of course. Studied at KU for 2 years, and then my third year, I went over to England and studied at Staffordshire.
It's called early jewelry.
Yes.
But the style, is very earthy.
Yes.
Very, you have the wood earrings that are screen printed.
Yes.
So even that sort of printmaking, sort of a dirtier, earthier art,
And I started those testing samples when I was at KU in a screen printing class and just kind of messing around and came up with that concept.
What's your attraction to that specific realm? What made you go hone in on that area?
It's because I grew up on a farm and just growing up as a kid, running around, found objects, playing with whatever I found.
I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
And I'm also really drawn to more casual pieces, like every day. So I like trying to incorporate the concept of early jewelry and what I'm doing is very natural, earthy wares. And so trying to make designs that are every day, but have that tinge of, kind of telling a story, like the vintage pieces with maybe a leather tassel. It's kind of or a rough stone, things that you might have picked up from a nature walk and thrown in your pocket. That's the kind of element, I like in my jewelry. But it also is put together in a really simple way that you could wear it every day.
Right on. So then, do you schedule studio visits? Do you mainly work up here?
Yeah. I do, I'm here pretty much from 10 to 6, but since it's just me, I'm, out running errands and doing that sort of thing. So I don't have technical hours and I'm definitely going to be here. Mm-hmm. Weekend, it's by appointment, but lately it's been a lot of brides coming by.
Okay.
Coming in and getting gifts for their bridesmaids.
Wedding season. Yeah.
Yay.
So then, has this sort of economic downturn, have you seen any sort of, did you struggle there for a while, or is this in the right, maybe it's the right price range?
I'm in a good price range comparative to my competitors that are doing the same kind of jewelry that I do, that are also wholesaling, are mainly East or West Coast designers in LA or New York or Chicago, and so their price points are a little bit higher because of their overhead. Mm-hmm. I also have been doing it long enough. I started early jewelry when I started Lola in 2004. And then 3 years ago, I started doing wholesale. So I started doing wholesale before the economic downturn. So I was able to get a bunch of stores as clients before. I wholesale all around the country. I just last month sent out a bunch of samples for a trade show in Japan, so wow. My stuff was repped over mm-hmm. there. I just got an order today from Australia, a personal order. Somebody, sure. But they actually wanted the Kansas.
Is that through your website?
Yeah, through my website. Mm-hmm. Somebody wanted a BFF Kansas necklace, which awesome, is awesome. Awesome.
I don't necessarily need to be here for this.
So then, is this primarily all made by you? Do you have
a- Yes. I hand make everything, and I'm kind of at that crossroads right now of growth where I've steadily, grown my business. In my first year of wholesale, when I was doing it full time, I got the Urban Outfitters order, mm-hmm. where we made 6,000 pieces out of my home from the help of friends. So I would have friends come over, we'd sit around our table and make jewelry all day. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty amazing that we were able to do 6,000 pieces in like a month span.
Yeah.
That's amazing!
Is your online presence an equal, say, part of trying to stay just as competitive
yes.
and really the same business?
Yeah, I have to. I mean, I have to have an online presence, and I have to have press, blog press from national blogs and magazines. Just because I am based out of the Midwest, it is harder for me... market-wise.
Sometimes I feel like there's so many active artists in this mm-hmm. town, and then a lot of us know each other mm-hmm. and work right next to each other and then don't really interact.
Yeah. There's always, you always have your cliques and your friends,
sure.
but you know, like you still get along with everybody.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
So I think it's kind of that kind of thing.
Maybe even just communicating really
yeah.
effectively and networking amongst
yeah.
each other
yeah.
is what
yeah.
I want to see.
Yeah.
It's really just people going out, I mean, and really mm-hmm. kind of getting a little old fashioned here
yeah.
and not just sticking to the online and,
yeah.
and sending people, someone told me the other day, I put everything up online, and I'm like, you got to go and,
yeah.
literally walk to every place and give out a flyer and talk to that other
yeah.
business person and say, hey, what's up? I wanted to
yeah.
let you know we're doing this. And kind of that person-to-person contact.
Oh, for sure.
And
yeah.
I don't know.
There's no way that my business could have grown without my experience in working in sales or working in retail or just
right.
being, I grew up in a small town, so I was really, really social.
Yeah.
And I was able to grow Lola and get community and regional support from Kansas City and Lawrence because I'm, friendly. And also, I am really lucky and I've done well with what I have decided to do and push it as a business.
So why have you... decided to stay, why have you decided to stay in Lawrence?
It's a quality of life, I'm able to live with my boyfriend in a nice house. We rent, we don't own, but I have a huge backyard, which I don't have to mow. I have a garden and it's, our dog, and you can get everywhere easily, you don't have to drive a lot. Yeah, it's really easy. And like-minded people.
Moments can be monuments to you. If your life is interesting and true, it's just the same for a man or a girl. The meaning of the world lies outside the world. People love people and they understand.
What's the next level then? You mentioned that you were kind of
mm-hmm.
on the cusp
yeah.
of making some decisions.
Yeah, it's really difficult when you get to... like I mentioned, I just shipped off samples to Japan, which means
mm-hmm.
those orders are going to be coming in soon. I need to stop making everything because I have so much I have to do on the business side.
Sure.
It's a lot of work. And even though I have one intern, I'm still doing 95% or 98% of the
sure.
actual labor.
We'll be right back.
see people every day. We see people, they don't know the way.
So do you think it's really the attraction to the vibe that it gives off, or is it the materials?
Yeah, I think the materials, people are really drawn. I mean, since I hand make all the clasps and your wire serve, you know, a little bit different, people see that I am, you know, creating, you know, they're more simplistic design. People are drawn to the materials, the feathers.
Like the feathers, that's the next thing I was going to say.
When
you have
quartz.
Like the two or three feathers sort of sewn together and then
yeah.
the quartz.
Yeah.
And of course, it's the Southwestern favorite of the turquoise every once in a while.
Oh my god, yeah.
Splash turquoise.
And the geodes, everybody loves the geodes. And now everybody's doing geodes. When I go to the trade show, every, like, I don't know. There's probably like five neighboring jewelry booths that everybody's doing.
They're biting on your early jewelry style.
I gotta get rid of the geodes. I gotta get rid of the geodes. I gotta get rid of the geodes.
What's the next hot item?
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe mud.
Predict it now.
I don't know. Yeah.
Mud.
Mud. We'll see. What?
Yeah, you don't need to give away any trade secrets,
seriously.
But you might want to just, you know, throw them a bone.
No luck. No dice.
All right. Well, what is your website? Just earlyjewelry.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
and I'm on Facebook, and
the
Facebook links to the Twitter. So I'm in that.
What's your, is your Twitter? Same thing.
It's Early Jewelry. Yeah, at Early Jewelry.
Okay. Right on.
Yep.
Well, cool. Well, Kylie, thanks for doing this.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. All right, you're listening to ADD. Thanks for tuning in. This is your local Lawrence Art Podcast.
Ooh.
There it is.
No dice.